This weekend at the Pine Hill Cemetery in Dover, the dead will come back to life. Sort of. As part of the Woodman Museum's Voices from the Cemetery event, local volunteer actors will portray some of the famous and infamous Dover residents buried in the centuries-old cemetery. NHPR's Jason Moon caught up with the actors as they were rehearsing earlier this week and sends this postcard.
My name is Nathaniel Ela. I play one of the first tavern keepers in a place called The Landings in Dover, New Hampshire, in Old Dover. In real life, my name is Mark Moeller, and I'm a local attorney at law. So that probably is where I get the ham part of it.
So you're going to bring all your people on this side so they can see the stones.
I'm Mark Lino. I'm one of the co-writers for the night at the museum, as well as director. There's a lot of history up here. People drive by it every day, and it's like, yeah, it's a cemetery. But when you get up here, it goes on forever. And it's like, wow, there's a lot of stuff up here. You basically got 31,000 graves up here and 31,000 stories is the way I look at it. And every person here, if we could do every single one, everyone has a story. You just got to dig. You got to find it.
I'm Beth Hawthorne. I work for the city of Dover. I am Mrs. Rounds. She was just a farmer. She was a curator, lover of old things. I try to picture myself as a 98-year-old woman, trying to convey to people my love for history.
What about your monologue? Do you practice in front of the mirror?
I don't do it in front of the mirror, but you will see me talking to myself in my car. I'm sure that there are times people have pulled up beside me wondering what's all the hand motioning. Am I really upset with somebody while I'm driving? I walk around mumbling in the stores and things like that, you know, whipping out my piece of paper. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, that's how that line goes.
My name is Paul Langevin. I'm retired. I worked in human services. I play Solomon Foy, who was a stonecutter. He did a lot of the monuments and stones that are in this cemetery, actually. And he was also in New Hampshire legislature in the 1850s, and he was mayor of Dover in the 1880s.
Do you get self-conscious doing the performance of someone when their remains are like right near you?
I think about that sometimes, you know, and at first it kind of freaked me out, but now I'm feeling I'm more that I've rehearsed the lines, I'm feeling like I actually feel like this man, you know. I learned about him, and you know, he was a very courageous man. He lost 4 children before the age of 1. He was a very colorful character.
My name is Mary Durrell. And this is where my husband, Edward Durrell, is buried. My real name is Tressa Ryan, and I'm a psychotherapist in Exeter. It's my first time. A little nervous, but from everybody I've talked to, it sounds like it's tough the first couple times people go through, and then you just have fun.
The piece I didn't tell her about is we do a scene every 15 minutes, so in the course of a day, you get to do your scene 20 times. So I told her by the time you get to the second day and you've done the 40th rendition of it, it starts to flow pretty well. You'll right. Be that person. You'll live it, feel it, and be alive.
And we have these gentlemen that died of the yellow fever epidemic.